Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for joining me and hanging out with me as I continue my visit with our good friend Giovanni Cortolo. He's the Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and we're talking about some of the things that you and I can expect from the 113th Congress, just newly minted Congress, and for the next 2 years. Giovanni, thanks again for hanging out with us. In the last segment, we talked about the fact that there is very little discussion going on right now about how to create jobs, how to help small business owners create jobs, and also the fact that the debt limit suspension comes with strings, and that'll be interesting to see how that plays out. What are some other things that we're going to be looking at? What about Obamacare?
Well, obviously that goes into effect in a year. A lot of the provisions have already gone into effect, but for small businesses, their main obligations as far as having individuals under health care will be there in a year. There's a lot of regulatory...
But they got to start getting ready for that, right? I mean, there are things that they need to be doing to prepare for that, right?
Absolutely.
This year, for example, they need to learn about what are the requirements of Obamacare for them, so they can make whatever adjustments they have to make to comply or to avoid, right?
Well, yeah, and unfortunately for small businesses, they're thinking about today and not 11 months from now. They do, and in many cases, they're going to have to reduce payrolls if they're near that magic 50 mark. They're going to have to look at the exchanges and maybe pushing a lot of their employees onto the exchange and getting rid of private health care and just paying the penalty, and that's what I'm hearing a lot of what's happening.
The exchanges will be ready to go at the end of the year?
Well, they just came out with the regulations. I don't think so. I mean,
tell the audience what the exchanges are going to do.
The exchanges provide a opportunity for insurance companies to provide under different states, and of course, if states opt out, it's the federal government that will control an area or a purchasing place where small businesses as well as individuals can go and purchase health care through these exchanges, and it'll be under certain guidelines. So it provides a pooling opportunity. We think it could be very beneficial if it's done right. Unfortunately, it could be even more beneficial
What would be the things that would happen that would cause you to say it's beneficial?
Well, if the requirements are provide a vast array of whether just Cadillac plans, but also minimal plans as well, high deductible plans, then it could be somewhat beneficial. But
right.
If the requirements become so high that small businesses have to buy just a Cadillac plan or individuals, then I don't think it could be worthwhile.
Well, one of the things that you were talking about the Cadillac plans, one of the problems that we see when government gets involved in writing the specifications for health plans is they wind up putting a bunch of mandates in them, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And with their release of the requirements for the exchanges, there are 10 points that all plans have to have, including mental health and pregnant. I mean, there's a number of issues or a number of requirements. So it's very broad, but still those have to be further defined. We have to be careful that we don't require a one-size-fits-all policy for small business. In many cases, small businesses would like a bare-bones plan. Maybe
but I'm going to predict, Giovanni, that that's what's going to happen. The farther down the road we get with the government calling the shots on these things, I'm going to predict that the mandates or what a policy has to look like. Because, you know, even one of the things I heard, Giovanni, was with the states, some of the states have chosen not to partner with the government on their exchanges is because it's either the government's way or the highway, that the states had no control. The government, and even if they worked with them, even if they created their own, they had to dance to the tune of the federal government regulations. And so I'm going to predict that in time, these policies, the minimum policies in these exchanges, will be loaded up with mandates like they have in New York and New Jersey and Massachusetts and places like that.
I agree with you, and also I will add to that prediction that we are going into a degree of rationing for our health care because there's not enough money to go around. And the other thing that I truly believe with Obamacare is you're going to have a shift toward government-controlled health care. I think businesses,
that's what you and I were just talking about, Giovanni. That's the method that they're using to push this over into universal health care. Because it won't work. Okay, since it's not working, we'll just take it over.
Absolutely. And small businesses, you're going to find more and more are just going to get out of health care business. And then as they graduate to mid-sized businesses, they will also be out of the health care business and provide.
This is why, Giovanni, I've said all along, that Obamacare was never, ever about health care reform. It was all about gaining control. And I still believe that. USChamber.com, folks, check out that website. Giovanni Cortolo and I will be right back after these messages. It's 10 till. Stay with us.
So keep it up. Quench my desire. And I'll be at your side.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.